WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now, here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach with me. I'm Ann Kennedy, and I'm here with Jillian Music, co-founder of Moz. Together, we are serial entrepreneurs helping online companies launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. Find out more at outlinesventure.com. Hi, Jillian.
Good morning, Ann. It's good to be here.
It's good to be with you, too. Tell me, how'd you sleep last night?
Pretty darn well, I have to say. I've been fighting a nasty cold. You can probably hear it in my voice. And it's been a long, long week. And last night, it was one of those wonderful sleep, deeply break the fever, you know, just full night's sleep. Fantastic. And you know it when you got one.
That's for sure. And today, that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Sleep.
That's right.
Z's, yawn, snore, all that good stuff. We can't live without it. We've all found out how it is to be sleep deprived. I mean, I have. I know you have. But what does that do to you and your performance in your business? Well, it turns out a lot.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. I know that there have been a number of studies. There was a recent NIH survey that found that 46 million American adults reported being sleep deprived. That's a quarter of the U.S. population, practically. Absolutely insane. And I know that it's super high under among entrepreneurs. It's kind of cool to not sleep. It's cool to work 20 hours out of 24. It's just part of the culture of this constant working that seems to be so deadly. And I'd like to dispel some of that today, I think, to Ann.
Before we do that, there are some people who can get along on less sleep. This has been shown. They're called short sleepers. They can go for 4 hours, maybe five. Margaret Thatcher was famously one of them. President Obama apparently needs only 5 hours sleep a night. And there's some ordinary people too. So there was a BBC did a study, an article recently, and they found a woman who was tested. It turns out there's a gene called the DEC2 gene mutation. Mm-hmm. And the people who can really function on less sleep have that gene mutation. Now, before we all say, where can we get us some of that? There's really a siren song here, isn't there?
Yeah, first of all, it's not something you get. Obviously, a gene mutation is just as you hear. And it is possible that humans will move to that. It is entirely possible that it will never increase in the frequency inside human society at large. At the moment, do we have a number on about the number percent of people on the planet who have it?
I don't know that number, but it's not as many as some of our entrepreneurial friends would like to think.
Yes,
and it's probably very few of them.
Yeah. I know that it's less than 1%. It's incredibly rare, right? So, you know, if you think that you're going to convince yourself that you're one of them, almost everybody here is going to be fooling themselves. So let's talk to the general population, the 99% plus, that don't have the gene mutation, that are pushing themselves way too hard. First of all, many entrepreneurs are young, and they feel that they can push themselves and burn that candle at both ends of the stick. And yes, we can do that for a short period of time. But you should be fully aware of the cost that it takes immediately, as well as long-term costs of burning that candle at both ends of the stick on a regular basis. You can do it now and then, and the idea that one can party and do that is one thing. The idea that you can do that and then go make intelligent decisions in your business, quite another.
Indeed.
So the first thing is your brain goes haywire, chiefly your ability to focus and to learn. Your memory does as well. Your problem-solving goes to hell, right? And your response to new information fails. These are in varying, depths, if you will, and you may not notice it for some time. But if you think that you can get to work on a regular basis with flawed memory and impaired problem solving, the very thing that made you qualified to be an entrepreneur to begin with is going to fail you.
Yeah, what I was going to ask is which one of these capabilities is not part of a day-to-day as a CEO?
Exactly. So you should be aware as you negotiate things with people, as you negotiate problems and create solutions that are going to, you know, move your company forward or doom it to failure, right? This is your baby. You'd better be there 100%. So it might be a good idea to kick off early and make sure that you approach that problem with a fresh mind in the morning. It will actually happen more quickly than working all night through.
No kidding.
Yes. Metabolism slows down. Yep. Sleep deprivation can actually make you fat. There is a direct correlation to it. The metabolism slows down as a protection for the body to manage the sleep deprivation. It's like losing, vitamins, minerals, and water itself, air, oxygen, those sorts of things, right? If you don't have enough of these basics, the body must do something to accommodate. What it does is slow down the metabolism. So yes, it can lead to obesity. It also leads to obesity because as you slow metabolism, you're aware of it, and you become lethargic, and so you look for energy, and you look for energy, if you will, in fats and mostly in sugar, because that can give you the immediate energy. It just creates a vicious cycle.
Absolutely, and I have heard you say over and over again that getting enough sleep is so important that getting enough exercise to make you tired to get enough sleep is important.
Blood pressure, for example, it will spike. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic observe the blood pressure spikes 10 points in subjects allowed to sleep just 4 hours a night for nine nights, right? It means their heart rates increase, the blood pressure is up, and the sleep said to keep the stress hormones is under control. And when you lack the sleep, the stress hormones are not under control. So if you are hugely stressed about your business and you think that what you need to do is stay up all night to get this thing done and it becomes ever more stressful, the problem is not the problem itself. It's actually the sleep. Your mind is confusing yourself. So what we're saying is when you're faced with something that's just god awful, I mean, if you're 6 weeks away from total disaster and bankruptcy, go to sleep.
It sounds so counterintuitive, but I'm with you.
Yes, absolutely. In the morning, the sleep will have provided you enough wisdom and a capacity of your own brain and body to go figure out a way out of it.
Is that why
we find a way out of it if you don't?
Is that why we say go sleep on it?
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of that. Giving it a break actually enables the subconscious mind to work on the problem, and that's its purpose. It works through these things. You know how if you wake in the middle of the night and you actually remember a bit of a dream now and then, you usually don't remember it even a few minutes later, but for a few seconds, all of that disjointed craziness that you were thinking or dreaming of is somehow present in your mind, and you know that it is disjointed, crazy, usually, flight and fight type things, all kinds of, you know, troublesome things, and then suddenly you're awake, but then it fades quickly and you can't really remember the particulars. The point is that the subconscious mind is designed to manage those kinds of issues, and it will speak to your conscious mind in the morning. If you don't give it the chance to work, you're not giving your body a chance to work. Just because you don't fully understand how it operates doesn't mean that something doesn't operate. So for heaven's sake, get to sleep.
Indeed. Indeed. So what about the immune system and diseases and staying healthy?
Yes, we have an excellent article. We're going to put a link to this in our Facebook page. The article is from the BBC in which somebody was, again, this person was tested for this gene that allowed her to sleep only a few hours a night. She'd actually come into Dr. Fu's lab at the University of Washington with the complaint that she could not sleep. There was an interesting quote in this article. It's worth reading. Sleep is so important, says Dr. Fu. If you sleep well, you can avoid many diseases and even dementia. If you deprive someone of just 2 hours of sleep a day, that's not a whole lot, just two, their cognitive functions become significantly impaired almost immediately. It is actually incredibly dangerous to drive with lack of sleep, not just when you're sleepy, but when you haven't slept well the night before, you are more dangerous on the road the next morning. So think about that when you commute tomorrow.
There are actually statistics on after we shift over to daylight savings and lose that hour of sleep about the uptick in accidents around the country.
That's right. The immune system weakens. The lack of sleep reduces the production of proteins that help your body to fight infection, inflammation, and stress, and so on. People who get fewer than 7 hours per night are three times more likely to succumb to the common cold virus.
So, conclusion? Losing sleep puts your health, your performance, and your company at risk. We need to take a break. Don't go to sleep, and we'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com.
Creating a website is not an easy task, and there are so many companies to choose from.
How do I know which one is best?
It's a big jump making your site mobile-friendly, generating sales, and answering questions with no struggles. If you want to come out on top, you need Frog on Top. At Frog on Top, we take the time to make your site generate money, not just look good. Our team of experts are WordPress savvy, and our customer service is leaps ahead. See why we say our websites are designed better by leaps and bounds by going to frogontop.com. Frog on Top, your one-stop solution for the web. Frogontop.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. It's Ann Kennedy with Jillian Music, and we're talking today about sleep, because it turns out sleep is good for business. Stephen Dubner of Freakonomics said that. It's good for the bottom line. They found this in a study looking at people living in different ends of time zones, and the ones that got an hour more of sleep per night actually had, on average, they had 4% more income, and that was across the board. That wasn't just CEOs. So,
fascinating.
Isn't that fascinating? I love Freakonomics. Got to put a plug in for them.
Yes.
For Stephen Dubner. Always takes an unusual and contrarian view. So, Jillian, how much sleep do we need?
Very good question. There are some really clear ways to determine how much sleep you actually need. And this is the meat of it, folks. We've stated a problem. I think you're kind of convinced. Now, how much sleep do you need? How do you find out? First question, are you productive, healthy, and happy on 7 hours of sleep? Or does it really take you nine to put you into high gear? The only way to find out is to do it. I suggest you sleep for 7 hours only. Force yourself to wake and get moving, and then try it for 8 and 9 and anything in between. Or if you already know when you would naturally wake, for instance, you've been perhaps on a long hiking trek or a cycling trip or a, I don't know, any long holiday in which you were naturally permitted to sleep and rise, you know how many hours you slept on a regular basis. That's how much you actually need. Question number two would be, do you have health issues such as being overweight? Are you told that you're at risk for disease? Right? The lack of sleep leads to that. We've already done that, right? You're always seeking energy in things like sugar or pastas and so on. In other words, carbohydrates of any kind that can get your body moving. In the end, it doesn't need that. It needs the rest. So there's kind of this ancillary question. Can I take the rest in the middle of the day? Can I do those 20-minute power naps? The answer is you can, and some people actually require it. And you can sleep at different parts of the day. It depends on your body's requirements. Sometimes it needs to sleep 7 or 8 or whatever it is, hours, all together. And sometimes you say, but I just can't seem to do that. Fine, make sure you get 4 here and 4 there. Or 2, 2, and 4. Whatever it is that your body requires, make sure you're getting the sum total.
Indeed.
Yeah. Sleep problems. The question is whether or not you're really having sleep problems. If you wake up to take a pee, that's not a problem, even if you do that every single night. This is actually quite common in older folks, especially men, right? This is not a major issue. But if you are kept awake by a mind that cannot quiet, or if you're woken up in a cold sweat with worry and fears, that's a sleep problem. So what is it? What wakes you up and then keeps you up? Do you wake up somehow refreshed and ready to go tackle problems? Or do you wake up in the middle of the night aimlessly and you kind of wander your home or whatever and not figure out exactly what it is that's keeping you awake and you just kind of worry through it, right? If you wake up and you're productive, then you've had the sleep you need for that moment. Make sure you get it again the next moment. The problem is that at night we can do that, but during the day we often can't take that sleep. If you are the CEO of your own company, set it up so that there is a sleep room, a nap room, whatever, and that you recognize that you and your colleagues might make use of that. That's okay too. Are you caffeine dependent? Absolutely. This is entire caffeine culture.
I thought that high-tech entrepreneurs, I thought the whole industry runs on caffeine.
That's right. Everybody thinks that, and it's all kind of funny, and it's very cool, and it's hip, and it's not just coffee, but it's, you know, intense teas, and it's, Red Bull, and all of those kinds of brands that have high-energy drinks. Yeah. It's not actually that cool.
No.
It's just, it's a crutch, it's a drug, and it's designed to keep you at high gear when you can't stay at high gear, and it's a terrible thing to do to yourself. I do see that it's waning in some sectors, and I think that's great, but it's going to take a long time to wane throughout the world. Be the first one, be the leader in that. Get yourself caffeine-free as quickly as humanly possible.
Well, in fact, the better way to regain energy and keep yourself awake if you're getting tired is lots and lots of water, because that fires up your electrolytes much
Yes.
better than caffeine, and you don't crash.
Absolutely true. So I would say, you know, checking in on whether or not you're caffeine addicted, how quickly can you remove yourself from it? Do so as quickly as possible. At least bring it down to a very manageable level. If you're living on caffeine, you're living on poor judgment, specious logic, and the inability to negotiate well.
And probably you have some interpersonal issues too. You know, you're probably cranky.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding. So, do you feel sleepy when driving? There's a real litmus test.
Yeah.
If you get sleepy when you quiet your body and mind to drive during non-sleep times, right, then it's a real good indicator that it's time to quiet your body and your mind when it's sleeping time is in order. And during the next segment of the show, we're going to talk about how to do those things, how to get the sleep that you require, and how to set up for it in advance.
It's been a really interesting discussion of why you need sleep for your business, how do you know if you're getting enough, and now we've got some great ideas on how to get good sleep.
So there's a wonderful list, again, another article we're going to put in from Levo.com that talks about what the successful people do in order to sleep. What do they do before they sleep? And the first thing is that they read. And that's intriguing. They read rather books rather than electronic devices. It doesn't mean you can't read from your Kindle and so on, especially if you have kind of that white paper Kindle, that really helps. But television can be very invigorating. It's designed to capture your attention, to constantly draw you back to it, and to constantly increase the flow of things like not just endorphins, but kind of that spark of attention. So the news can be unsettling, the films that you watch can be unsettling, and so on. It's a better idea to read. These people who are successful make to-do lists. Nothing quiets the mind quite so well as creating the to-do lists, and nothing fills the endorphins quite so well as marking them off. But it means that the following day you will be able to check off your to-do list, and you will not worry about what was it I was supposed to do. One of the things that keeps people awake at night is worrying that they will forget what they had to do the next morning as they go to sleep at night. Oh, yeah, I mustn't forget that. Oh, yeah, 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 I have to do this tomorrow as well. Make a list. So keep a pen and paper handy by your bed. Literally do it with pen and paper. It's calming. It's easy on the eyes. You don't have the CRT running at your eyeballs there. And it calms the mind to say, all right, I know what I'm going to do when I rise. Now, number three here is that they spend time with family and so on. The list goes on, but I'm going to put the list out of order. The last thing on this list is that they plan tomorrow's success, and I think that goes directly with making the lists.
As you
create that list, the fact that you can then, if you will, envision how you will accomplish it tomorrow is the envisioning of the success. This isn't woo-woo stuff. This is, I must accomplish X task tomorrow, and then you think clearly about it. Yes, I'm going to start at 8, and I'm not going to answer my emails until 9:30. When that major project is done, I'll have had 90 minutes, and then I'm going to go into the office. So I think I'm going to text so-and-so now saying that I won't be in the office until 9:30 because I've got heads down time now. You've actually planned your success, you've taken action for it, and you've set yourself up for it. You envision how it's to be done. If you don't do that, you can't get it done. Oh, yeah, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to do the other thing, is not a plan for success.
No.
It's simply your to-do list.
And the what you just described is essentially rehearsing what you're going to do. And that means that you have a much, much greater opportunity to get it done.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And therefore, make the to-do list and set yourself up for success as well. See how you're going to accomplish it tomorrow. Make that plan before you close your eyes or as you close your eyes. Here's something interesting. They spend time with family. So many entrepreneurs are without family. They have a few friends, perhaps, or many, probably many acquaintances, and perhaps few friends. But even if you've chosen to live alone, I would counsel you to find people whom you can draw closer to yourself and to your life, people who mean something to you, and make sure that you spend time with them. They, too, may have chosen to live alone in their lives, and they may not ever marry and so on. I'm not saying everybody go out and find a spouse or have children and so on. I'm saying find people who are worthy of your time, be worthy of their time, and create a close friend group. Make sure that you have dinner with them regularly. Make sure that you go out and have a cup of wine with them regularly. And spend time. Spend good human time. Those people mean something to you. People who have important people in their lives, not just lots of numbers, but important people in their lives, live longer and healthier lives. I think that's an important thing. So we have to think of family in a broader method.
As do people who have pets. Don't
yes.
forget about the dog.
Yes, absolutely. Even that would help. They reflect on the day. This does not mean they beat themselves up. Self-flagellation is useless. But to reflect on the day, what did happen, what didn't happen, what got accomplished, what didn't get accomplished, and why. Right? So what went right, what went wrong? Now look at what went wrong, determine what you will do next, and move on. It's quite different than self-flagellation. Oh, crap, I'm so stupid. I didn't get this. It's just useless. One
yeah.
is worrying it. The other's getting stuff done.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com. Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, and Jillian Music and I are talking about sleep. And the other way to avoid the ruminating on the worry is to keep what we call a gratitude journal, which means think about, reflect on the things that went well that you're grateful for. It's astonishing how that can turn a mind around.
Yes, I heard an interesting speaker talk about this concept of the gratitude and so on. Again, kind of woo-woo. There are so many people who talk about it and so on. But once again, I would counsel, just because you don't know how it works does not mean that it doesn't operate. And somehow this does. So the concept of this is that you kind of state what it is you want in a statement of gratitude. I am grateful that I have a company that is robust and thriving and growing and accomplishing the goals that I've set for it. Not that I want one. Mm-hmm. Wanting one sets up somehow for wanting one forever. I am grateful that it is so, sets one up to say, and how do I actually make this reality? I don't know how it operates. It kind of makes no logical sense to me, and yet I see it function and operate all the time. And I know that those who have accomplished a great deal all say that they employ that process. I can't deny that it's there. So that is a bit of that meditation that says you think on the result, and you think of the result as if it is so. I mean, it's even a kind of a Christian thing too, right? To pray as if it were so and it will become so. Those kinds of things happen in all kinds of religions around the world, and one must wonder why. So think about it, do a little research on it if you haven't dug into this realm before, and practice that. The other thing about meditation is that somehow this concept of quietly thinking deeply and pushing all thought aside, not just thinking about something like, having the business you want to have in its place already, but rather thinking about nothing is an important issue. I use this. You close your eyes and you think about relaxing your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. And I will tell you, I rarely get to my shoulders. Sometimes it can take half an hour, an hour just to get to the shoulders. Literally from the top of your head to your eyelids, your forehead, your ears, whatever it is, everything. Think about physically relaxing it, and as you get ever lower on your body, you have to go back up to the top each time to make sure that it's still relaxed all the way down to point X. And then, yes, now we're going to get to the mouth or the lips or the chin or the neck and the shoulders and so on. And you have to go all the way to the top again and do it again, which is why I rarely get past the shoulders before I'm asleep.
I'm with you on that.
Right. Other thoughts will come into your head. Push them aside quietly and gently. Don't be angry with it, but just push them aside. Acknowledge that they've come into the, yes, we'll deal with it later. right? Acknowledgement is a good thing if something is thinking, you know, that your brain is thinking about it. Don't just shut it down, but, you know, it's not time for that. It helps you create a sense of order in your life that you can then expand to the sense of order in your company, right? People will come to you all the time with fires to put out. We have a problem, we have a problem, we have a problem, we have a problem, right? They all want your attention. And it's important for you to learn to say to yourself and then to everyone else, yes, I acknowledge, but it's not time for that now. We will get to it. Have faith that I will get to it. People have to trust you, and then you do get to it. It puts you in control as opposed to putting you in that buffeted space where all you're doing is getting assaulted by problems.
So in our remaining couple of minutes, Jillian, how can we sum this up? It's such a big topic. It's one third of your life. You know, how
Absolutely.
Can we sum this up into mm-hmm. some top tips for people?
Right. The first thing is to acknowledge that it's so. Just get over it. Stop playing the game with caffeine. Stop playing the game with pushing yourself forever. Stop thinking that this is laudable and that somebody else expects you to do it. Live your life on your own terms, live for success, and follow those who have had that success. Right now is a good time for pattern repetition. So think about that. Remember the 7 habits of highly successful people, right? There are reasons why that book is really useful. It is habit and it is useful. Follow it. Number 2, figure out how much sleep you really do need. Be mindful about it, a little bit scientific about it. Take a couple of weeks to figure it out. And when you know how much sleep you need, then be mindful about getting it, right? It's one of the absolute, if you will, assets of a successful CEO and of a successful company. It has well-rested people at the helm and in the pool, right? So the employees part of the team and the key employee part of the team, everybody's got to have enough sleep. I would say you should be making some kind of a discussion about that in your company if you haven't already done it. It's one of the major causes of illness, of physical ailment. It's one of the major causes of poor judgment and poor decisions inside companies, from the bottom to the top. Don't let it happen in your company. And then the third one is practice the kinds of things that will enable you all to get sufficient sleep. Once you've done it, you can even catalog the extraordinary amount of return it's given you. Talk about ROI. This is one of the biggest. It won't cost you a dime. It will make you a fortune.
So say yes to sleep. Gee, Jillian, I think I'm going to go take a nap now.
I hear you. I hear you.
That's it for this Monday at CEO Coach. We'd like to thank our producers at webmasterradio.fm for their enduring, ongoing support. You can download these shows through webmasterradio.fm, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other places around the web. You can find links and more on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Stop by and hit the like button so we know you were there, and tell us what you'd like to hear about on CEO Coach. Thanks for the sleepy talk, Jillian. Now you go have a nap too.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. You can find out more about how we help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.